交通的经文是可能是我们比较深一点的。
This morning we will share from a portion of the scripture that might not be all familiar to everyone.
是在的历
In the Old Testament, the book of Second Chronicles.
啊，如果我们打开旧约圣经，历代志下是在列王记上下的后面。
And if you open the Old Testament, Chronicles is after the Kings.
好，希望大家都能够翻到历代志下。
You are there already. Second Chronicles.
我们先从第十四章来读。
We'll begin from chapter 14.
历代志下十四章，我们先从第一节读到第六节。
Chapter 14, we'll read from verse 1-6.
亚比亚与他列祖同睡，葬在大卫城里。他儿子亚撒接续他作王。亚撒年间，国中太平十年，亚撒行耶和华他神眼中看为善为正的事，除掉邦神的坛和丘坛，打碎柱像，砍下木偶，吩咐犹大人寻求耶和华他们列祖的神，遵行他的律法诫命，又在犹大各城邑除掉丘坛和日像。那时国享太平，又在犹大建造了几座坚固城，国中太平数年，没有战争，因为耶和华赐他平安。他对犹大人说，我要建造这些城邑，四围筑墙，盖楼，安门，坐栓，地还属我们，是因寻求耶和华我们的神，我们既寻求他，他就赐我们四季平安。于是建造城邑，诸事亨通。
Chapter 14, verse 1-7. So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, become king in his place.
The land was undisturbed for 10 years during his days. Asa did good and right in the sight of the Lord his God, for he removed the foreign altars and high places, tore down the sacred pillars, cut down the Asherim, and commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to observe the law and commandments. He also removed the high places and the incense altar of all the cities of Judah, and the kingdom was undisturbed under him. He built 45 cities in Judah, since the land was undisturbed, and there was no one at war with him during those days, because the Lord had given him rest. For he said to Judah, Let us build these cities and surround them with walls and towers, gates and bars.The land is still ours because we have sought the Lord our God. We have sought him, and he has given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered.
好，我们再从第九节读到第十二节。
Then we'll read from verse 9-12.
由古时王谢拉率领军兵100万，战车300辆，出来攻击犹大人，到了玛利沙。于是亚撒出去与他迎敌，就在玛利沙的洗法谷彼此摆阵。亚撒呼求耶和华他的神说，耶和华，唯有你能帮助软弱的，胜过强盛的。耶和华我们的神啊，求你帮助我们，因为我们仰赖你，奉你的名来攻击这大军。耶和华，你是我们的神，不要容人胜过你。于是耶和华使古实人败在亚撒和犹大人面前，古实人就逃跑了。
Now Zerah the Ethiopian came out against them with an army of 1,000,000 men and 300 chariots, and he came to Mareshah. So Asa went out to meet him, and they drew up the battle formation in the valley of Zephathah at Mareshah. Then Zaphah called to the Lord his God and said, Lord, there is no one besides you to help in the battle between the powerful and those who have no strength. So help us, O Lord our God.For we trust in you, and in your name have come against this multitude. O Lord, you are our God. Let no one prevail against you. So the Lord routed the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled.
请我们再翻到第十五章。
And then we'll continue in chapter 15.
我们要从第一节读到第九节。
We'll read from verse 1-9.
神的灵感动俄德的儿子亚撒利亚。他出来迎接亚撒，对他说，亚撒和犹大便雅悯众人啊，要听我说，你们若顺从耶和华，耶和华必与你们同在， 你们若寻求他，就必寻见；你们若离弃他，他必离弃你们。以色列人不信真神，没有训诲的祭司，也没有律法，已经好久了。但他们在极难的时候归向耶和华，以色列的神寻求他，他就被他们寻见。那时出入的人不得平安，列国的居民也遭大乱。这国攻击那国，这城攻击那城，互相破坏，因为神用各样的灾难扰乱他们。现在你们要刚强，不要手软，因你们所行的必得赏赐。亚撒听见这话和俄德儿子先知亚撒利亚的预言，就壮起胆来，在犹大便雅悯全地，并以法莲山地所夺的各城，将可憎之物尽都除掉，又在耶和华殿的廊前重新修筑耶和华的坛，又招聚犹大便雅悯的众人，并他们中间寄居的以法莲人、马拉西人、西面人，有许多以色列人归降亚撒，因见耶和华他的神与他同在。
From chapter 15 verse 1. Now the Spirit of God came upon Azariah the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, Listen to me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you when you are with him. And if you seek him, he will let you find him. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. For many days Israel was without a true God, and without a teaching priest, or without law. And in their distress they turned to the Lord God of Israel, and they sought him, and he let them find him. In those times there was no peace to him who went out, or to him who came in, for many disturbances afflicted all the inhabitants of the lands. Nations was crushed by nations, and city by city, for God troubled them with every kind of distress. But you, be strong, and do not lose courage, for there is a reward for your work. Now when Asa heard these words, and the prophecy which Azariah the son of Oded the prophet spoke, he took courage, and removed the abominable idols from all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and from the cities which he had captured in the hill countries of Ephraim. He then restored the altar of the Lord which is in front of the porch of the Lord. He gathered all Judah and Benjamin, and those from Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon who resided with them. For many defected to him from Israel when they saw that the Lord his God was with him.
我们再读第十六章。
And then we'll read verse from chapter 16.
好，第十六章我们就读第七节到第十二节。
We'll read from verse 7 to 12.
那时，先见哈拿尼来见犹大王亚撒，对他说：“因你仰赖亚兰王，没有倚赖耶和华你的神，所以亚兰王的军兵脱离了你的手。古时人路比人的军队不是甚大吗？战车马兵不是极多吗？只因你仰赖耶和华。”他便将他们交在你手里，耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。你这事行的愚昧，此后你必有征战的事。亚撒因此恼恨先见，将他囚在监里。那时亚撒也虐待一些人民。亚撒所行的事，自始至终都写在犹大和以色列诸王记上。亚撒作王39年，他脚上有病，而且甚重，病的时候没有求耶和华，只求医生。
At that time Hanani the seer came to Asa king of Judah and said to him, Because you have relied on the king of Aram and have not relied on the Lord your God, therefore the army of the king of Aram has escaped out of your hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubim an immense army with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hands. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. You have acted foolishly in this. Indeed, from now on you will surely have wars. Then Asa was angry with the seer and put him in prison, for he was enraged at him for this. And Asa oppressed some of the people at the same time. Now the acts of Asa, from the first to last, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa became diseased in his feet. His disease was severe. Yet even in his disease, he did not seek the Lord, but the physicians.
好，最后我们要读的是在箴言。我们再往后翻到箴言第三章。
At the end, we'll turn to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 3.
这是我们都应该熟悉、非常熟悉的经文。
These are scriptures familiar to us.
箴言第三章，我们读第五、第六两节。
Chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight.
好，我们刚才所读的历代志主要记载了一段历史。
So the scripture we read from 2 Chronicles recorded the part of the history of Judah.
我稍微把一点这段历史稍微跟大家说一下。
And I'll just give a little background.
以色列国在所罗门去世不久之后，他的国就分裂成南北的两国。
The nation of Israel was divided into northern and southern kingdom soon after the death of Solomon.
而旧约的圣经的历史书当中呢，有两卷书，它就记载了南北两国列王的历史。
And in the books of the Old Testament, there were two portions of the book that recorded the history of the northern and southern kingdom.
列王记主要是记载北国以色列君王的事迹。
First and Second Kings mainly recorded the stories of the kings of Israel of the northern kingdom.
而历代志则是记载南国犹大列王的事迹。
And the First and Second Chronicles mainly recorded the stories of the kings of Judah.
北国的君王基本上都是不好的。
And most of the kings of Israel in the northern kingdom were not good.
而南国呢，先后出现过几位的好王。
And in the southern kingdom of Judah, there were a few good kings here and there.
是因为他们行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
And it was because they did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
历代志这上下这两卷书，它不仅记载了南国君王的事迹。
In the book of Chronicles, not only they recorded the stories and what happened to the kings,
其中更有不少重要的属灵的原则。
But also it recorded many spiritual principles.
其中一个原则就讲到，当君王他对于神的约和对神的敬拜是对的时候。
And one of them mentioned that when the kings had the right heart and right attitude towards the covenant of the Lord,
国家就会平安而且有所建设。
Then there will be peace within the nation and then there will be building up.
相反的，当君王对于神的约和神的敬拜态度不对的时候，
On the contrary, when they had the wrong attitude towards the covenant and the worship of the Lord,
国家就会遭受仇敌的攻击，并且陷在一个窘困的情形里。
And their nations will come under attack and they will be in desperate situations.
这个原则就和我们新约基督徒生命的建造的情形是相似的。
And this is a very similar principle to the building up of a Christian life in the New Testament time.
当我们一个基督徒对神的约和对神敬拜的态度是对的时候，
When we have the right attitude towards the covenant with God and towards the worship of God,
他的属灵生命里就有许多美好的建造。
And you can see many beautiful building up of his spiritual life.
相反的，当一个基督徒对神的约和对神敬拜的态度不对的时候，
And on the contrary, when we have the wrong attitude and bad heart towards the covenant and the worship of God,
在他生命里面的建造就非常的微弱，甚至于是没有。
And the building up of his life will come to a halt.
因此我们看见今天我们要从历代志里的这些君王身上来学习这个原则。
So we want to learn this principle from the story of this king.
今天若是我们行神眼中看为正的事，
And if we can do what is right in the eyes of the Lord,
神就保守我们的平安，
Then he will keep us and keep us in his rest.
他在我们身上就能够有许多生命里的建造，
And then he will be able to build up our life.
叫我们能够成为神他的居所，
So that we can become a dwelling place of God.
在我们生活当中就能够彰显神的同在，
And that we can also manifest the presence of God in our lives.
这也就成为我们基督徒那美好的见证，
And that becomes our testimony.
不仅在我们个人身上是如此，
Not only in ourselves individually,
神也能够借着在 我们身上的建造
but through the building up of our own lives,
能够来建造我们的家庭
our family can be built up,
建造我们的聚会
and our gathering can be built up,
叫我们的家庭和我们的聚会能够满有神的同在
so that in our family, in our household, in our gatherings, we can be filled with the presence of God.
就叫我们能够成为神在地上见证他的那个团体的器皿
and now we can be a corporate vessel that testifies of his presence.
这也就是圣经当中那个得胜者的原则。
And that is the principle of the overcomers in the Bible.
神就可以使用这样的基督徒来成就他在地上那样荣耀的旨意。
Now God can use these kind of Christians to accomplish His will on the earth.
所以早从我们要从历代志下14-16章这里啊，从亚撒王的得胜与失败来学习这一些的属灵原则。
So from chapter 14 to 16 of 2 Chronicles, from the stories of King Asa, we can learn these principles here this morning.
我们从圣经中看见这位亚撒王是神所喜悦的。
And from the Bible, we can see Asa is described as one that's right and good in the sight of the Lord.
对，因为亚撒王所行的，在神的眼中呢，是看为善，而且看为正。
Because it says he did good and right in the sight of the Lord his God.
那什么是亚撒王所行的呢
？So what did he do?
在消极方面，我们看见他除掉了外邦神的坛和秋坛。
On one hand, it was recorded that he removed all the altars and the incense altars of the foreign gods.
他也打碎了柱像，砍下木偶，这一些都是他所做的拆毁的工作。
And he tore down the sacred pillars and cut down the Asherim.
但更重要的是积极方面。他吩咐神的百姓来寻求神。
But even more importantly, on the positive side, he commanded Judah to seek the Lord their God.
来遵行神的律法和诫命。
And he commanded them to observe the law and the commandment of God.
因着亚撒王行耶和华眼中看为正为善的事，神就保守他国中太平。
Because he did what was right and good in the sight of the Lord, and God kept him and blessed him with peace.
因此在这些太平的日子里面，他在国中就有许多的建造。
And so during this time of rest, he had much building up within the nation.
弟兄姐妹，若我们回想我们信主以来的日子
，And if you can look back to your own life after you became a believer,
当我们好好的爱主、追求主的时候
，And when we during the time when we really loved the Lord and pursued after Him,
我们看见我们的心灵里面是满了平安和喜乐。
And you can see that in your heart there is full of peace and joy.
在我们的家庭当中也有安息。
And there is rest in your family.
因为是神亲自来看顾、保守我们。
Because God Himself was blessing over you.
因此在我们个人的属灵生命里在我们的家庭当中就有许多美好那生命里的建造
So in your personal spiritual life and also in your family life there's much building up in the spirit
甚至在我们所参与的聚会里头我们都能够看见神在我们中间他所喜悦的一些建造
Even in the fellowship and the gatherings you're in you can start to observe the different building up that he's doing.
而这些生命的建造呢，就成为我们个人生活中能够荣耀神的见证。
And these building up becomes our testimony in our lives.
包括我们的家庭、我们的聚会都能够来彰显主荣美的见证。
Including our families and our gatherings can all testify to God's glory.
但在我们信主以后不久的一些经历里
，But perhaps soon after becoming a believer,
我们好像就发现好景不长。
And we realize the good time doesn't last long.
就在我们信主一段年日之后，我们感觉到那心灵里面的平安喜乐好像渐渐变少了。
Perhaps after a while, you feel that the joy and the peace that you had in your heart, starting to dwindle.
我们属灵生命的成长好像也变慢了。
And that your spiritual growth seems to have slowed down.
生活里渐渐也没有了安息
and gradually you lose the peace and the rest in your heart.
如果我们记得在马太福音十一章，主耶稣曾经这么说。
If you remember in Matthew chapter 11, Lord Jesus said,
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all you weary and heavy laden, and I will give you peace.
这个安息就是在我们出蒙恩的时候，我们因着信来到了主的面前。
And that peace is when we come before the Lord and come into His presence because of faith.
我们灵里面得着了一个真实的安息。
We have received the true rest in our spirit.
因为主的宝血洗净了我们天良一切的亏欠。
Because His precious blood has washed all our guilt, all our
sins away. 叫我们得以与神和好。
That we can be reconciled to the Father.
因此我们灵里头呢，就得着了这个安息。
So in our spirit, we feel such a peace.
但是当我们看到我们还在世上生活的时候
But as we begin to take our eyes and look upon the things of the earth
我们的魂常常就还会受到这个世上许多的吸引
And our souls are easily attracted and affected by the things of the world
我们的魂生命也容易受到我们周围人事物的一些影响
And our soul life became affected by the things and the people around us
我们魂就没有办法能够享受那个安息
And our soulstarted to lose the peace.
因此主耶稣就接着告诉我们说我心里柔和谦卑你们当负我的轭学我的样式这样你们就必得享安息
Therefore the Lord Jesus continued saying Take my yoke upon you for I am humble and meek Take my yoke upon you and you will have peace
弟兄姐妹我们灵里面得着安息是一件事
And it's one thing for us to receive peace in the spirit.
我们的魂里面要能够享受主所赐的安息是另外一件事。
To be able to enjoy that peace in our soul, it's a different matter.
我们的魂要能够享受主所赐的安息，我们就必须要负主的轭，学主的样式。
And if you want your soul life to also enjoy that rest, we also need to take up His yoke and learn from Him.
换句话说，当我们基督徒，我们来负主的轭。学主的样式，这样子在我们魂生命里面，我们就能够享受安息。
In another word, the Lord says, when we begin to take His yoke upon Him and learn from Him, then we can enjoy the rest.
因此，在我们身上也才能够有那个属灵生命的建造。
And then we can have the building up, of the spiritual life upon us.
就是基督生命美好的性情能够更多的成形在我们身上。
That is all the beauty and the characters of Christ.Can be molded in us.
同样的一个家庭，若能够与主同负轭，在这个家庭当中，也就才能够有更多的啊属灵生命的建造。
In the same way, if a family can take up the yoke of the Lord together, then there will be building up in the family.
一个聚会若是与主同负轭，在聚会当中也才会有那属灵生命的建造。
If a whole congregation of saints can take up the yoke together, then there will be a building up in the spirit among the fellowship.
有一位弟兄，他从前呢是热爱他的工作，可能和我们中间许多弟兄姐妹类似。
And there was a brother I knew who really loved his job, perhaps similar to many of our brothers and sisters here.
他也以完成一些艰巨的任务为他的成就感。
He will feel very accomplished when he finished very difficult and challenging projects.
然而他在家庭生活当中却是充满了不同的问题和挑战。
Yet his family life was filled with difficulties and challenges.
不仅是夫妻关系之间
Not only between husband and wife.
或是父母和孩子的关系
But also between parents and children.
成天好像就在打仗没有平安。
He seems to be in a warfare day and night. There is no rest.
弟兄姐妹这是不是也是我们的一些经历呢
Do you have similar experiences?
当我们心里头对世界还有一些眷恋的时候
When we have such an attraction in our heart towards the world
当我们对世界还有一些追求的时候
When we pursue after things of the world
我们看到我们魂里面就没有能够享受主所赐的安息
Sometimes in our soul we feel like there is no rest
不仅我们自己感觉到
Not only we can feel it
我们看见我们在家庭生活里面好像也没有能够享受那个主同在的安息
But also in our family life sometimes we cannot enjoy the presence of God and His rest
但是有一天神就开启了这位弟兄
But for this brother one day he suddenly received a revelation
他就发现在他的一个孩子的身上呢的问题呢是越来越严重
He suddenly realized there were some issues in his childAnd the problems becoming more and more severe.
他知道这个孩子如果再这样子任凭他下去的话，这个孩子的一生就完蛋了。
He knew if he tolerated such behavior, then it would have ruined his child.
感谢神，我们的弟兄他就醒悟过来。
And suddenly he woke up.
他就把他的生活重心从原本在工作上就转在这个孩子的教养上。
The focus of his life completely changed from his job into the raising up of his child.
这是一个很重要的开始。
And it was a very important beginning for him.
但同时弟兄也认识到。
But at the same time, he realized.
他靠着自己好像是没有办法来改变这个孩子。
That by himself, there is no way that he could have changed his child.
因此他知道他必须要好好的来专心的依靠神。
And he knew he can only trust on God.
弟兄告诉我们，接着他就看见神如何在他自己身上做那个生命的改变。
So he testified that pretty soon he began to notice the changes and the work that God is doing in his life.
在我们弟兄的魂里面，他越来越能够啊享受到主所赐的安息。
And more and more so in his soul that he can begin to enjoy the rest that God has given him.
而他这个人呢，也越来越变得柔软，像主一样。
And he started to become more and more tender and gentle, just like the Lord.
所以呢，他跟妻子的关系就改善了。
And therefore, his relationship with his wife began to improve.
他跟孩子之间的关系呢，也一点点在改变。
And his relationship with his child began to change.
他的家里面不再像从前那样子充满了争战和吵闹。
And his family life is no longer like a warfare like before.
弟兄向我们做见证，慢慢的，他看见这个孩子的生命也渐渐有了改变。
Our brother testified that he started to see changes in his child's life.
不仅我们的弟兄看见孩子身上的改变
，Not only he began to notice the change.
就是我们周围认识这个孩子的弟兄姐妹们也看见了神在这个孩子身上所做那奇妙生命的改变。
Even the brothers and sisters around this child began to notice God's work in his life.
叫我们一同。归荣耀给神。
And so all saints started to give glory to God.
弟兄姐妹，这就像亚撒王一样。
It was just like Asa, King Asa.
当他行耶和华眼中看为正为善的事。
When he was doing good and right in the sight of the Lord.
神就保守他国中太平。
The Lord blessed him with peace and rest.
并且在他的国中有许多美好的建造。
And there was much building up and prosper in his kingdom.
神不仅保守亚撒王在国中有美好的建造
，Not only the Lord blessed him so that they built and prospered，
神也试验他所建造的工程
，But the Lord also tested the work that he's doing。
因为圣经接着告诉我们，在那时候就有古实王谢拉，他率领100,000军兵100万，战车300辆来攻击犹大。
So it was recorded that the king of Ethiopia came against them with 1,000,000 men and 300 chariots.
神为什么允许仇敌来攻击亚萨和犹大国呢
？Why did the Lord allow such a strong enemy to attack the kingdom？
神乃是要来试验亚萨王。他所建造的工程
，because God was going to test all the work and all the building up that Asa was doing.
在这里，我们看见亚撒王他有一个非常宝贵的祷告。
And we see Asa here was recorded with a very precious prayer.
他向神祷告说
，And he called to the Lord.
耶和华，唯有你能帮助软弱的，胜过强盛的。
He says, "Only you. There is no one else that can help, in the battle between the powerful and those who have no strength."
他说：“耶和华我们的神啊，求你帮助我们，因为我们仰赖你。”
So help us, O Lord our God, for we trust in you.
奉你的名来攻击这大军。
And in your name we have come against this great multitude.
亚撒王祷告耶和华说：“你是我们的神，不要容人胜过你。”
He says, O Lord, you are our God. Let no man prevail against you.
所以在亚撒王的这个祷告里面
，So as he was praying this prayer.
他一方面乃是承认他们的软弱。
On one hand, he confessed of their powerlessness.
他表明我们是依靠耶和华我们的神。
And he proclaimed that we trust only in the Lord our God.
另一方面，还在那里有一个宣告。
On the other hand, he had a proclamation.
他说这场征战是属于神的。
He's saying that this battle belongs to God.
所以他对耶和华神说，不要容人。胜过你
，He says, "Do not let men prevail against you."
亚撒王和犹大的百姓，他们在那里专一的来仰赖耶和华他们的神。
So as King Asa and all the people of Judah trusted and called on the name of the Lord,
他们不依靠自己的能力和自己的势力。
They did not trust in their own strength.
当他们全心仰赖神的时候，我们看见耶和华就使他们得胜。
And when they call on the name of the Lord, the Lord caused them to prevail.
仇敌就在他们面前逃跑了。
So the Lord routed the Ethiopians.
弟兄姐妹，这也是我们基督徒在属灵征战当中得胜的那个关键。
And this is also the key in our lives, how we can have victory in our spiritual battles.
就是我们要知道我们所面临的所有属灵征战，这个征战不是属于我们，这个征战是属于神的。
We need to understand that all the battles and all the warfare around us, they're not our own fights. The battle belongs to the Lord.
所以当一个基督徒在属灵征战当中，我们要能够来得胜的那个关键。
So in the spiritual warfare, the key to our victory.
一方面乃是看见并且承认我们自己是软弱的。
On one hand, we need to see and confess that we are weak.
一方面我们认定神是刚强的。
But also we need to be firm and firmly know that God is strong.
我们要来全心的来信靠这位无所不胜的神。
We need to trust in this all-prevailing Lord with all our heart.
正如使徒保罗在哥林多后书所说的。
Just as Paul said in the 2 Corinthians.
神的能力要在人的软弱上显得完全。
That his power will be made perfect in our weakness.
弟兄姐妹，今天在我们生活中我们面临属灵征战的时候，
Today as we face different spiritual battles in our life,
为什么我们常常我们的经历告诉我们我们所经历的不是得胜而是失败呢？
How come our experience always shows that we are often in defeat rather than victory?
我们在属灵征战中失败的原因，
But the reason of our defeat,
一方面是因为我们不够认识到自己的软弱。
One hand is because we do not know how weak we actually are.
许多时候我们还是靠着我们自己要来打胜这场属灵的征战。
So often we want to try to use our own strength and try to win the battle ourselves.
另一方面是我们不够认识，不够来信靠这位得胜的神。
And on the other hand, we do not trust in the Lord our God fully.
我们常常还是依靠我们自己。
Often we still trust in ourselves.
我们不像在先前弟兄所跟我们交通道的那位雅鲁和那位血漏的妇人。
We're not like as our brother shared with us, Joel and also the woman that had hemorrhage.
对，我们看见那位雅鲁和血漏的妇人，他们完全承认自己的无能。
Jairus.As our brother shared that this man Jairus and also the woman that had hemorrhage.
对，我们没有像那个雅鲁和那个血漏的妇人，他们完全承认自己的软弱和无能。
Like them, they completely confessed that they were weak and they were powerless and helpless.
对他们所面临的那个难处。
With the challenge and the difficulty they're facing.
他们认定只有主能够救他们。
They are sure that only the Lord.Has salvation.
我们看见当他们全心来信靠主的时候，
So as they trust in the Lord with all their heart,
他们就能够经历到主是如何来为他们得胜。
They were able to experience how the Lord had gained the victory for them.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见今天神在我们每一个属他的人生命中，他也要来建造我们。
And we see that the Lord is desiring to build up every single person that he has saved.
他要建造我们的生命，能够成为更合乎他居住的一个居所。
He wants to build up our spiritual life so that we can be a dwelling place that's more fit for his dwelling.
在神建造了工作的同时，他也允许一些的试验，一些的挑战临到我们。
At the same time of his building up, he also allows different challenges and different tests to come upon us.
他之所以允许一些的环境和苦难来试验我们的原因，
The reason that he allows these circumstances to test us.
他叫我们能够更全心的来信靠那位为我们征战的主。
It was so that we can trust him with even more complete heart.
因此当我们在面临环境或是挑战的时候，
So when we face different trials and different challenges,
当我们在面对各样属灵征战的时候，
As we face different spiritual battles,
我们得胜的秘诀就在于我们是不是专心的倚靠耶和华我们的神。
And our only secret to victory is whether we trust in the Lord with our whole heart.
神不仅在亚撒王的国中来保守他太平，
So not only the Lord had blessed Asa and his kingdom with peace,
叫他们能够有美好的建造，
so that they were able to build up.
神也允许环境来试验这个建造的工程。
But the Lord also allowed the circumstance to bring them trials.
同时，神也借着先知来借着神的话语来警戒、来劝勉他们。
And also through the word of God, through His prophet, the Lord was encouraging him and warning him.
使他们能够更加的刚强，来行更多神所喜悦的事。
So that they would take courage and be strong and continue to do the work that is good and right in the sight of the Lord.
我们看见神就感动那个先知亚撒利亚来对亚撒说话。
We see how the Spirit of God came upon Azariah to speak to King Asa.
借着先知所说的话，我们看见这位亚撒王和犹大的众民，他们对神话语有一个对的态度和反应。
And we see that the King Asa and the people of Judah had the right attitude and response towards the word of God.
因着这样一个对的态度和反应，就带进了一个更大更深的复兴。
And because of their good response, it brought in even further revival.
先知劝诫亚撒王和犹大众民。
And the prophet Azariah encouraged the king and the people.
他说：“你们若顺从耶和华，耶和华必与你们同在；你们若寻求他，就必寻见；你们若离弃他，他必离弃你们。”
He says, "The Lord is with you when you are with Him, and if you seek Him, He will let you find Him. But if you forsake Him, He will forsake you."
就姐妹，我们看见当亚撒王和犹大国的众民，他们对于神借先知的所说的话，他们有一个对的态度和反应。
And when King Asa and the people of Judah had the right attitude and response towards the word of God,
在第十五章第八节那边就告诉我们，他们就壮胆起来，在犹大便雅悯全地并以法莲山地所夺的各城中，将可憎之物尽都除掉，又在耶和华殿的廊前重新修筑耶和华的坛。
And verse 8 recorded that they took courage and removed the abominable idols from all the lands of Judah and Benjamin and from the cities which he captured in the hill countries of Ephraim. He also restored the altar of the Lord which is in front of the porch of the Lord.
不仅如此，我们看见亚撒王因着神的话语，他刚强奋勇。
And because of the word of God, they took courage.
他还贬了他祖母玛加太后的位。
Even more so, he continued to say he removed Maka, the mother of King Asa.
他也砍下了他这个祖母所造的那个亚瑟拉偶像。
Because she made a horrid image of Asherah, so King Asa cut down her horrid image.
把他倒的粉碎烧在吉伦西边。
And he crushed it and burned it at the brook Kidron.
所以这里我们看见神的话语在亚撒借着亚撒就产生了一个更深的一个洁净。
So we see through the word of God, working in the life of King Asa, the Lord was able to bring in a deeper cleansing.
不仅有一个更深的洁净，他也带进了一个更大的复兴。
Not only a deeper cleansing, but also a greater revival.
就是我们看见在他们中间寄居的以法莲人、马拉西人、西缅人，还有许多的以色列人，也都归降了亚撒。
So we see there were many people from the northern kingdom of Israel defected to him. Among the tribes of Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon.
他们在更多的地方来除灭偶像，来除尽神所不喜悦的东西。
And then they were able to remove even more idols from more cities.
不仅如此，他们还尽心尽意的要立约来遵守，寻求耶和华。
And on top of that, they set their heart to follow the commandment of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这就是神借着他的话语，在他百姓中间所带进的那个洁净和那个复兴。
And this is what the Lord can do through His words to bring cleansing and revival to His people.
弟兄姐妹，我们属灵生活的建造也是如此。
And this is the same way with our spiritual life.
我们属灵生命的成长和建造，应该是恩上加恩。力上加力。
The growth and the building up of our spiritual life should be just like this, grace upon grace and strength upon strength.
换句话说，不仅我们自己属灵生活能够越过越圣洁。
And not only that, we will lead a holy life in our own spiritual life.
神也能够借着我们来影响我们周围的弟兄姐妹们，叫他们也过圣洁的生活。
But on top of that, through us, we can also affect all the brothers and sisters around us, that we can all be sanctified together.
这就告诉我们，在我们生活当中，我们何等需要神话语的提醒和警戒。
We see how important it is that we have the Word of God to be a constant reminder and even warning to us.
叫我们敬畏神的心逐渐的、逐渐的加增。
That our fear of the Lord can increase.
叫我们属灵生命也能够不断的成长。
That our spiritual life can also grow.
叫我们生活里越来越能够彰显出主荣美的见证。
So that we can, bear a beautiful testimony of God's presence in our lives.
最近啊，在莱斯校园的团契当中啊，其中的造就主呢，刚刚读完罗马书。
And in the Bible study at Rice Campus.We just finished reading Book of Romans.
几周前，当我们一同读到交通到罗马书第十三章的时候
，A few weeks ago, when we fellowshipped upon chapter 13 of Book Romans,
圣灵就借着神的话语，就把一个负担放在弟兄姐妹们的心里头。
And the Lord, through the Word of God, placed this burden in many brothers and sisters.
因为在罗马书十三章十二节那边说，黑夜已深，白昼将近。我们就当脱去暧昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
Because verse 12 says, "The night is almost gone, and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light."
这里就说到基督徒啊，要过一个得胜的生活。
Here he talks about calling for Christians to live a overcoming life.
那当一个分享的姐妹呢，提到这个关于这个光明的兵器的时候、
so、there was a sister that started to share about this armor of light.
她就想到说，那个以弗所书里面讲到那个神赐的军装。
And they were reminded of, in the book of Ephesians, talking about the armors of God.
其中有一个很重要的这个武器呢，就是神的话。
One of the most important weapons that it was recorded is the word of God.
所以经过大家有一些交通之后呢，大家就下定，就是立定心智啊，所以要好好的来背诵神的话。
So the whole fellowship deliberated and the fellowship on this, and they decided that they want to memorize the word of God together.
特别趁着他们年轻的时候，要将基督的话语能够丰丰富富的存在他们心里。
Especially while they were young, they want to use their good memory to keep the word of God fully and abundantly in their heart.
所以大家就决定要一同背诵罗马书六七八三章。
So they decided together that they want to memorize chapters 6, 7, and 8 of Book of Romans.
那每一天呢，早晨呢，就有弟兄姐妹呢会发那个提醒啊，就是今天所要背诵的那几节经文。
So every morning, a brother or sister would take turn to send reminders of which verses that they were going to memorize that day.
然后第二天呢，先复习前一天的，然后再继续背诵。下面的一段。
And the second day, they will do a review of what they memorized last week, and then continue on to the next verses.
结果过了没多久。
And after a few days or weeks,
就更有弟兄姐妹们呢，他们就彼此约定哈，他们要靠着神的恩典，每天早上六点钟起来读神的话语，背诵神的话语。
And on top of that, some brothers and sisters started to make up their mind among themselves that they want to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to read and to memorize.
不仅是彼此提醒啊，他们还那个发明那个打卡，就是。
Not only they try to remind themselves, but also they try to invent this time card for themselves.
作为彼此 check in.
Check in.
作为彼此的这个督促和激励。
In a way to remind and also to encourage one another.
感谢主，到昨天这个背诵神话语的这个群啊，已经背到了罗马书第七章第六节。
And up to yesterday, they have memorized unto chapter 7 verse 6.
所以在这里，我也愿意鼓励弟兄姐妹们。
So here, I also want to encourage brothers and sisters.
鼓励你们也可以找一些你们比较熟悉的弟兄姐妹一起读经。或是一起祷告。
And then you can get together with a few brothers and sisters that you are familiar with to read the Bible and to memorize the word.
一同来追求啊，过圣洁的生活。
Come together and pursue after godliness.
好让神借着他的话语能够在我们身上也在我们中间有一个更深更大的复兴。
So through the work of God, he can do a greater revival among us.
弟兄姐妹，我们基督徒在一起有这个属灵的追求是十分重要的。
And it is so important for Christians to come together and pursue after God together.
我渐渐发现，当我们如果我们自己单独的时候
，I notice when I'm by myself，
我们看见在我们生活当中，在我们身上就容易出现软弱和失败的情形。
It is easier for us to come into weakness or even into failures.
这也是在历代志下十六章里面，我们看见在这样一个好王亚撒身上，他也有软弱和失败。
And so we see in the example of King Asa, even a good king like him, will come into failures towards the end.
就在亚撒做王36年的时候，以色列王巴沙就上来攻击犹大。
So in chapter 16, it says, in the 36th year of Asa's reign, Baasha, king of Israel, came against them.
这时候我们看见亚撒王他并没有像从前那样子来倚靠耶和华。
And King Asa, for some reason, did not trust in the Lord like he did before.
他就从耶和华的殿和王宫的府库里面拿了一些金银呢，送给在大马色的亚兰王，
he,
叫他呢来帮助，来帮助亚撒。
And he took out silver and gold from the treasuries of the house of the Lord and the king's house, and they sent to Ben-Hadad, the king of Aram.And who lived in Damascus?
这里我们看见亚撒没有寻求耶和华神的帮助，却寻求人的帮助。
And we see here King Asa did not seek after the help from the Lord his God, and rather he sought after the help from men.
虽然亚撒此举他解决了他眼前的这个问题，这个难处。
Even though for the time being that he solved the problem he had at hand.
可是他这么做，耶和华神却不喜悦。
Yet his action and his decision did not delight the Lord,
结果就是
his God.
就是看见这个亚兰王的军兵呢，就从此以后就脱离了犹大的那个权柄。
And so they see from that point on, the king, the army of king of Aram escaped the hands of king of Judah.
这个亚兰在日后呢，也就成为犹大国的一个难处。
And later on, the nation of Aram became a great difficulty for the kingdom of Judah.
弟兄姐妹，在我们生活当中，我们也常做亚撒王所做的事情。
And in our lives, do we not often do what King Asa did?
我相信，在我们信主之后，我们或多或少都经历过神的帮助和神的得胜。
I'm sure after we have become a believer, more or less we have experienced different victories and different help from the Lord.
然而，当我们在日后又遭遇难处的时候，我们却忘了来倚靠我们的神。
Yet gradually, when we face trials and difficulties, we somehow forget to call on the name of the Lord.
我们就倚靠自己的聪明和办法。
We began to rely on our own understanding, our own strength.
这样的情形其实就说出了我们和神之间的关系出了问题。
He also it shows the relationship we have between us and God has some issues.
这样的难处就提醒我们，我们跟神之间的交通好像有了问题。
And this reminds us that our fellowship between us and God had difficulties and issues.
这也很可能也就是亚撒王当时的一个问题。
And perhaps that was his problem at that time.
那时就有一位先见，也就是先知哈拿尼，就来见这位犹大王亚撒。
And then Hanani the seer came to see King Asa.
对他说，因你仰赖亚兰王，没有仰赖耶和华你的神，所以亚兰王的军兵就脱了你的手。
He says, because you have relied on the king of Aram and did not rely on the Lord your God, therefore the army of the king of Aram have escaped.
先知就提醒亚撒说，从前那个古时大军不是很强大吗？
And he reminded King Asa, were not the Ethiopians an immense army?
只因你仰赖耶和华，神就把他们交在你手里。
But because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hands.
先知在这里再一次提醒亚撒王说，耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助那向他心存诚实的人。
The seer says, the eyes of the Lord move to and fro through the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his.
当先知在那里责备亚撒王的时候，
As he rebuked the king Asa,
我们看见亚撒王因此恼恨先见，就把他囚在监里。
Then the king became angry and put him in prison.
从这里我们就看见亚撒似乎已经不再活在神的面前。
And here you see perhaps Asa is no longer living in the presence of God.
我们看见他与神的关系越来越疏远。
His relationship with God became further and further.
其实神差遣先知来告诉亚撒王，来责备他，其实是神的怜悯。
And it was actually God's mercy that he sent the seer to come to rebuke him.
因为神还愿意给亚撒王有在神面前悔改的机会。
Because the Lord still wanted to give him an opportunity to repent and to warn him.
在当时亚撒所需要做的就是接受先知的责备能够悔改在神的面前就好了。
And all he needed to do at that moment was to repent and to accept the rebuke from the seer.
可是我们看见亚撒所做的恰恰与神的心意相反。
But he did just the opposite.
所以我们看见亚撒与神的关系就更加的疏远。
And so therefore his relationship with the Lord became further and further apart.
以致到了晚年在亚撒做王39年的时候。
And 3 years later in the 39th year of his reign.
圣经告诉我们说他脚上有病而且甚重。
He became diseased in his feet and it was very severe.
就是在他病的时候他没有求耶和华他只求医生。
Even in his disease, he did not seek the Lord, and he sought only physicians.
弟兄姐妹，生病求医生本身不是一件坏事。
It is not wrong or bad for someone to in illness to seek the help of physicians.
亚撒的问题是他生病的时候没有来求告耶和华。
But his problem at that time was that even in his severe disease, he did not seek the Lord.
在他遭难的时候。
In his troubles and distress,
他没有谦卑的在神的面前来思想神借着这个难处要告诉他思想什么。
He did not humble himself to come before the Lord and to see what the Lord is telling him through.
神借着这个难处要对他说什么话。
And what did the Lord want to speak to him through the difficulty?
神要他在这个难处当中要学习什么样的属灵功课。
To see if there were any lessons that he could learn from this problem.
在这里我们看见亚撒王跟神非常的疏远。
So we see that his relationship is so far from the Lord.
从他这一个连串的软弱和失败里，我们看见亚撒离开了神的面。
Through all of his weaknesses and all of his failures, we see that he departed from the countenance of God.
他跟神之间的交通不再像从前那么好。
He no longer has that close fellowship with God.
亚撒也没有像从前那样子来专心仰赖耶和华他的神。
And he no longer seeks the Lord his God with all his heart.
当他与神的关系变淡了
，as he became walked farther and farther from God，
当他与神的关系疏远了
，as he departed from God's face，
虽然从圣经里我们没有能够看到到底亚撒的问题在哪里
，we didn't see even though the Bible didn't record how he became come to this condition，
但我们可以从我们自己所经历的过程中，我们不难发现
，but it's not difficult for us to discover from our own experiences。
应该是亚撒的心出了问题。
It was the heart that had problem.
当我们向着神的心出了问题的时候
，When our heart has difficult or problem before God，
弟兄姐妹，可能从外面来看，我们还是有读经。
From the outside, perhaps we're still reading the Bible.
我们仍然参加聚会。
We still attend gatherings.
我们甚至还有服事。
Perhaps we even serve.
可是我们知道，我们的心向着神。和从前不一样。
But we know our heart has changed before God.
弟兄姐妹，箴言告诉我们，一生的果效都是从我们的心发出的。
The book of Proverbs tells us from the heart issues the life spring.
弟兄姐妹，我们向着神的心是何等的重要。
And how important it is to keep our heart before the Lord.
在上个月我有机会到 DC 那里有一点服事。
Last month I had a chance to go to DC.For some service.
在主日聚完会之后，弟兄姐妹在爱宴当中，就一位姐妹就在那里等着，好像要跟我在跟一个弟兄讲话，她在旁边一直等着。
After the gathering, around the love feast time, I was talking to another brother, and the sister was waiting, seems to be waiting there to talk to me.
后来我们就开始有一点交通。
And afterward, we had some chance to fellowship.
姐妹就说一说。这个关于他自己的信主的一点点事情。
And the sister told me something about, like her experience after believing.
然后就分享到了他最近的一个经历。
And she talked about some, most recent experiences that she had.
他就是他说他每一天至少有半个小时的时间，就是他自己单独跟主祷告。
She said, every day she has about half an hour of just a long time before the Lord.
哎，我觉得这很好。
And I thought that's very good.
每天能够有半小时时间亲近主，跟主祷告。
To have half a day, half an hour every day of prayer and drawing near to the Lord is very good.
接着这个姐妹说着说着，她眼眶就红了。
But as she was telling me her story, she began to tear up.
她就开始流泪。
And tears start welling up in her eyes.
因为在不久之前，在她祷告的时候，主就对她说。
And because she said. A while ago, when through her prayers, God was speaking to her.
说你人在这里，你心不在这里。
She said she heard God say, "Your person, you are here, but your heart is not here."
姐妹就说怎么会呢
？She said, "How could that be?"
她说我每天跟主祷告。
Am I not here every day?
可圣灵再一次告诉她，你人在这里，心不在这里。
But the Spirit again reminded her that.You are here, but your heart is not here.
经过几次之后
and after a few going back and forth,
姐妹向神承认她自己的软弱
and she had to confess before God of her weaknesses.
她看见她的确，即使在祷告的时候，她人在这里，心不在这里。
She saw in reality that even through her prayers, she physically was present, yet her heart was far away.
感谢神，姐妹在神面前有一个真实的悔改。
And we thank the Lord that she had.A true repentance before the Lord.
圣灵就浇灌在他的心里。
And the Holy Spirit again filled her heart.
他真实的经历主的同在。
And she was able to experience the presence of God.
就在那个时候，圣灵也感动他，告诉他他的先生，将要出一个车祸。
And at the same time, she said the Holy Spirit reminded or warned her that her husband is getting into a car accident.
当然，他就跟主说。希望不要有这样的事发生。
And of course, she says, "Lord, don't let that happen."
因为他们其实生活也是蛮穷困。
And because they don't live, their life is not very well to do.
他们也经不起这个车辆的损失。
And they couldn't afford another an accident.
可经过跟主之间几次的祷告之后，他知道这是主的心意。
But after a few rounds of prayers, she came to realize that it was Lord's heart.
虽然她不明白为什么
even though she could not understand why.
但感谢神，我们姐妹服下来了
But she was able to be humbled.
就过不了多久，她先生果然出了车祸
And very soon, sure enough, her husband got into an accident.
虽然车子全毁，但是人一点都没有受伤
Even though car was totaled, but the person was unscathed.
姐妹在说的时候，她告诉我说，她还是不知道。神到底要做什么事
And when she was telling me all this, she said, I still don't know why God is doing all this.
但是她的魂里面却蛮有安息
But she said, there is rest in my soul.
因为她知道这件事是出于神
Because she knew this is from God.
她愿意借着祷告继续为她的先生在神的面前来祈求
That through prayers, she still sent petitions on behalf of her husband before God.
弟兄姐妹从姐妹身上我们盼望我们都能够有一同的学习。
And I hope that we all have the similar learning before the Lord.
我们每天可能读神的话语。
Perhaps we read the Bible every day.
我们每天可能也有祷告的时间。
Perhaps we do spend time in prayers every day.
我们每个周也我们也分别时间来参加聚会。
And every week you set time apart to come to gatherings.
我们在聚会中甚至也参与服事。
And even you will serve at the gatherings.
但主要问我们。
But the Lord is asking us.
我们的心是不是在那里
Is your heart here?
我们的心是不是在主的面前
Is our heart before the Lord?
历代志给我们看见亚撒在神的眼中他的确是一个好王
Second Chronicles told us Asa was a good king
然而在好王的身上他仍然有瑕疵有缺点
But even in the life of a good king he had blemishes and he had weaknesses
亚撒王失败的原因是他不再像从前那样子来专心倚靠耶和华。
The reason of his failure lies upon that he no longer seek the Lord's help with his whole heart.
我们知道耶和华神的膀臂从没有缩短。
We know the arm of the Lord was not shortened.
所以我们在生活当中，当我们像亚撒一样遭遇软弱失败的时候
So in our lives, when we encounter failures and difficulties like King Asa,
弟兄姐妹，我们的原因也是一样的
And we have the same reason.
就是因为我们没有专心的倚靠耶和华
Most likely, it's because we did not seek and rely on the Lord our God with all our heart.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地。
For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth.
他要显大能来帮助向他心存诚实。
That he may strongly support those whose heart is fully his.
这心存诚实，也就说到向着神有一个完全的心。
And this talks about having a complete heart before the Lord.
就是一个全心倚靠神的心。
A heart that trusts in the Lord with completely.
弟兄们，当亚撒行耶和华眼中看为正为善的事的时候
，And when Asa was doing what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord，
神就保守他国中太平，并且有许多重要的建设。
The Lord blessed him with peace and much building up in the kingdom。
我们也是一样
，In our it's the same with us。
当我们行耶和华眼中看为正为善的事
，When we do what is good and right in the eyes of the Lord，
当我们愿意与主同负轭来学习主的样式
，And when we're willing to take up God's yoke upon us。And to learn from him,
神就保守我们魂里面得享安息。
Then we will find peace in our soul.
他就能够在我们生命里面有一些美好的建造。
And he's able to build up our life.
神在亚撒王的时候，他也允许古实大军来攻击犹大。
And in the time of King Asa, he allowed trials to come upon them through the Ethiopians.
他借此要来试验那个所建造的工程。
He wanted to test the building up work that he's doing.
今天神也同样允许一些难处临到我们。
In the same way, God allows some difficulties to come into our lives.
借着这些难处来试验在我们生命里面那个建造的工程。
And through these troubles and trials, the building up of our life can be tested.
只要我们专心倚靠耶和华。
As long as we trust in the Lord our God with our whole heart.
他就必能够使我们得胜。
He's able to bring us into victory.
不仅如此，爱我们的神也常常借着他自己的话语，要来激励我们，来督促我们。
Not only so, the Lord who loves us will send us His words to encourage us and to warn us.
就像神从前如何借着先知传达神的话语来激励亚撒王一样。
In the old times, prophets will come to King Asa and bring the word of God.
神要借着他的话语，在我们身上，也在我们家庭，在我们聚会当中，来成就那更深更大的复兴。
And today, the word of God is desiring to do a deeper work in our life, in our family, in our gatherings, so that He can bring greater revival.
弟兄姐妹，我相信，在我们过去的日子里面
，And I do believe in our past times,
我们都曾经软弱。也曾经失败。
We have all become weak. We have all failed.
但只要我们向着神有一颗专一倚靠他的心。
But as long as we still have a heart that trusts him only.
只要我们向着神的心是专一，是完全的。
And if we have a complete heart before him.
神说他要用他的大能来帮助我们。
He said he will strongly support us.
来扶持我们。
He will uphold us.
弟兄姐妹，神若显他的大能来帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
If the Lord will use His great power to uphold us, then who can stand against us?
盼望早晨我们能够从亚撒王的身上，我们能够学习到我们基督徒得胜的那个秘诀。
And I hope this morning from the stories of King Asa, we can also learn the secret of our victory.
就叫我们能够专心倚靠耶和华我们的神
，so that we can trust and rely solely on the Lord our God.
在我们一切所行的事上，我们都认定他。
In all our ways, acknowledge Him.
他必指引我们的道路。
And He will make our path straight.
他必保守带领我们。
He will keep and lead us.
他必叫我们在各样的属灵征战中胜了，还要再胜。
And He will bring us unto victories upon victories in all spiritual battles.
愿神亲自来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us Himself.
我们还有一点时间。我希望我们能够来唱一首诗歌，在诗歌本里面660首。
We still have some time. Can we close by singing hymn 660?